mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I just got here in the studio about 2 minutes ago, and I just almost basically could have gotten killed out on the highway. So that's why. I don't have a new hairstyle. This is what my hair looks like. I just comb it straight back, drive it to the office, and then usually comb it before I go on air. Now I've got the Pentecostal preacher look. Got that nice shaving nick. If you're a radio listener, we're simulcasting on TV is why I'm not engaged in some type of narcissism. Really, this is just a prop for my story that just happened. I'm driving into work. I'm already late because I usually get ready at home. But I usually get here about an hour to 30 minutes before. But I was about 20 minutes out. I'm very close to the office, and there's looks like a city refuse truck, not a trash truck. But I see this big piece of plastic flapping in the back. They harass the private truck drivers. They have dust on the bumper. They give them $500 truck police fines. And we've done reports on that in the past. But, of course, the city health department can have 3-foot grass and falling down walls, and city council people are exempt from zoning stuff with their projects. I've done countless reports on that. It's the same all over the country. The globalists are exempt from all their own regulations. So I'm driving about 70 miles an hour. I'm in the slow lane. I'm coming up to my exit, and I start looking at this big black and white piece of plastic. And I'm sure construction people know what it is. It's white on one side, black on the other. It's like 10 times stronger than normal trash bags. And it's like 50 feet wide, 20 feet wide, about 50 feet long. Like a movie, it flies out, goes like 100 yards, because I don't follow close, or 200 yards, perfectly going over the front of my Ford F-150 pickup truck. I don't see anything. It's like something Batman would hit. And then it just releases this thing, comes out, and opens up and on the front. And I'm like, and by the grace of God, I'm driving. I'm slowing down. I'm going, okay, just keep it straight. Slow down. It's all around the windows. I can't see anything. Man, I wish I had surveillance footage of this. I bet cops are listening. They can go pull it. And so there's plastics on the front of the car, and by the grace of God, that only happened for about 4 or 5 seconds, and I'm already starting to slow down. It flies over the top, but ties up around the windshield, the passenger side mirror, and is hanging out under the truck. So I drive off, and cars don't slow down. They're almost running into me. They're flying past me. People have death wishes out there. And then I've got to, like, get the plastic off the vehicle. And then people are looking at me as I walk off with this big pile of plastic on the side of the road. I'm not putting it in the back of my truck and driving with that flying back out on somebody. And then I exit again, and then, oh, wait, something's trailing. There's a piece of it flapping like 50 feet out the back. So then I turn off into some office park. This is an industrial area. People are staring at me, fishing it out. I leave that on the side of the road. Some air conditioner place is staring at me like I'm littering. I just knew a cop was going to say, what are you doing littering? And I'm just going to blow up. I mean, anyways, so that's just what happened. And so I was already going to play this. April Fool's is coming up, but I'll just give you a heads up right now. I am endorsing gun control and gun confiscation, and we're going to play that special report. It's pretty powerful that Darren McBrain and I put together coming up after this quick break. And actually, I can't even run out of here during this, though, because this is great for radio, but part of it, a couple minutes in, has to be narrated because it's scenes of robbers robbing people and then being shot or driven off. So, well, I'll have a couple minutes to run out of here. You know what? I should really play this at the bottom of the hour. I don't know. I can just go with the must look and the shaving cut. Like the butt cut Alfred E. Newman look. I mean, I don't think that's a problem. I'm going to go try to comb my hair during the break. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I did some preparation for about 3 hours at home, but now there's a bunch of crazy news. It's all on InfoWars.com. And we'll be right back after this quick break. I'm your host, Alex Jones. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Introduce. introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment, and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483. Try Seroderm risk-free. Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. This is a Twilight Zone episode of the radio broadcast. Driving into work today, a giant piece of plastic blew out of a refuse city truck and enveloped my vehicle, and I was blind. It almost had a wreck, and no one seemed to care. Everybody just went along their merry way, just like no one seems to care that tyranny is taking over, or a woman can be raped in public and left to bleed to death in the street of Toronto or New York, and no one helps them. It just shows a nation, a world of mesmerized lemmings that don't see themselves as actually affecting the world, but see themselves as spineless creatures. People would go about their business on any front, unless the mainstream media says something's a big issue, and then people are very freaked out. I mean, there's even a lot of, quote, mainline conservatives that are like, we better turn our guns in. The Southern Baptist Convention, the Vatican officially says, ban the Second Amendment, turn all your guns in. And it's of the Lord to do it, of course, and because of the children of Sandy Hook. And everyone says you're cowardly, you're degenerate, everyone in Hollywood, basically. If you don't turn your guns in, well, they have bodyguards and own guns. But, oh, it's not scary when the government has guns and are the only ones with guns. And forget logic and common sense. It's an enemy. It's a menace. It's a big problem. It doesn't matter that Switzerland has the lowest crime rate in the world. It doesn't because they have total gun ownership. It doesn't matter if we're close to total gun ownership. It doesn't matter if the United States, since guns have reproliferated since 1991, has had a 49% drop in violent crime rates, FBI statistics. None of that matters because we are collectively guilty. And we've now got the Shepherd Fairey guy who got caught lying about copyrights and things, and reportedly, he's come out and said that basically you're a Satanist if you own guns, unless the government has them, or when he's promoting Mao Zedong or Che Guevara, mass murderers, they're allowed to have guns, just not anybody who's for freedom. Oh, whoa, that's Satan. And he's got that new poster out. That's up at Infowars.com. There's a big article about that today. Just an example of their incredible hypocrisy. Oh, let me show you who's scary having guns. Let's punch up drudgereport.com right now for TV viewers. Radio listeners can go there. The little swollen, pudgy-faced guy who couldn't fight his way out of an invisible paper bag, couldn't fight his way out of a flock of butterflies flying his direction. That would blow him over. And in fact, it's the thought of a breeze would blow him over. But now he's all basically possessed now, all crazed-eyed, with maps demanding where the missiles be targeted and where he mainly demands they be targeted. This is no April Fool's early, ladies and gentlemen. He is demanding that Austin, Texas be targeted immediately. I love it. Oh, my gosh. I had this thought. Because I know I've read the MO on this guy just a year ago. You know, he was in Switzerland and basically pampered there at some ultra elite bubble bubble school for the elite's children. And then he's obsessed with Hollywood, obsessed with pop culture, and obsessed with him in the press. And you know I've talked about what a degenerate, weak, ugly coward he is. You know I've talked about how I know the globalists are corrupt and evil and are using North Korea through China, who the globalists manipulate to heighten tensions. But that is, I mean, look at the photo. Let's punch it up. The psychopath generals, every one of them, a picture tells a trillion words of just how pathetic they are. I mean, look at the dope next to him with some, you know, like French field marshal de Gaulle hat on. Those are the missile commanders in their little outfits. I mean, they just look like complete lunatics. And you got to remember, these guys, literally, the main food staple is babies over there. And millions of years starving to death. They break up the families at birth and then breed humans like animals, in their own words, and take the children like eggs that you take from a hen. This is the god of the state. All of you that believe in the state, here it is. They can't even make their own cars. When they have military parades, there'll be like three vehicles, and it'll be 57 Chevys they bought through third parties. I mean, routinely the limo will break down that he's in, and I mean it's just total la la land with a bunch of crazy perverts with machine guns oppressing their people who are basically like in the 17th century. Many sociologists compare it, they call it the Hermit Empire. I mean, it's just la-la land. Only two cities have energy part of the time now. You can see that from satellite. And it is just lunatic land. And he is seen in the state-run videos and photos commanding where he wants the missiles to hit. And I just had this weird thought when I was talking about, because we make fun of him a lot, and it's viral, and people see it all over the world that he's probably watching the show. You will die someday, you little coward, just like your degenerate father and his degenerate mass-murdering father, okay? You little piece of trash. And of course, I mean, Austin's such a military target. I got a gut feeling that the little turd watches this show, and that's good. Reportedly, he also is very upset about things like Team America. You know, as pathetic as your dad was, you're even more pathetic. And Dennis Rodman is a traitor to humanity because we know, everyone knows North Korea is the personification of joke evil. But it's not a joke for those they're killing and torturing and feeding off of, literally. Okay, but you are the god of the state, and look how pathetic you are. And look at the manifestation of the hereditary king. Well, they already call them royalty. They already call them gods over there. That is royalty. Kim Jong-un is royalty. So all you that worship Queen Elizabeth II and all those degenerates and Prince Charles, you're just as pathetic. But because their line goes back to Transylvania and some of the oldest German bloodlines out of Transylvania over 1,000 years ago and 700 years ago, turning back the Muslim invasion in the Crusades. That's why the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas are the dominant global bloodline. They've even knocked out the other two bloodlines. Is because they were the dominant frontline groups that were the continued war zone during the Muslim invasions. Say southern Spain was as well. History's just amazing. I don't know why I'm going off into a story about that. And so 700, 800 years later, the world is basically run by these people. But they're smart. They act like they don't have power because they do have power. Just like the Rothschilds. You know, they've sued newspapers who say they're secretly puppet masters that own all the big Russian oligarchs, and then it comes out that they basically do in court. Blew up in their face. So it shows there's still some justice in the courts, I guess, somewhere. But, I mean, going back to this, unhinged, Kim to bomb D.C. Oh, boy. L.A. and Austin. Number one, their missiles can't even hardly get to Japan. I mean, technically, they've got designs that are supposedly able to hit the West Coast. If they fire them one direction, they can also try to fire them over the poles, maybe hit Chicago, maybe hit Detroit, maybe hit, and I've looked at the missile maps. Number one, they can't, even if the missile worked perfectly, which they can't even get them off the launch pad properly, they could not hit L.A., it's too far south, and they could not certainly hit Austin. Austin's about the furthest target, except maybe Florida, from North Korea there is. I mean, it is just absolute. I mean, look at that person. Look at him sitting there with a personification of Paper Tiger picking the targets on North Korean news. And there's no need for them to even send out video, though they sent out some, because most people don't even have televisions there. By the way, I've read some of the translations. They also put out an English version once a week. You listen to it on shortwave. I actually found it once, then found it online. North Korean radio. And they say he makes the birds sing. And, of course, wouldn't our government like to be like North Korea? Well, that's what it's striving for. It's what it's wishing to be. Look at this. Sex change operations covered under Obamacare. Isn't that just a special? That's how the Washington Examiner. And it's like that in San Francisco everywhere. But if you're an old lady and don't pay your property taxes because you can't, they're going to come and throw you out of your house and take it and sell it. But don't worry, sex changes. There's a big stack of articles with illegal aliens, not just in the Carolinas, but other places are being given driver's license and are legal now. And as a bunch of senators, Chucky Schumer and others, McCain, were on the border, illegals were coming over the fence while they were there. I mean, I live in Texas. Anytime I go to the border, it's just illegals going back and forth in front of Border Patrol. And the Border Patrol walks over and goes, "Got any beer in your truck?" And I'm like, "Man, I'm on vacation." I'm just like, "Come on, man." And then they go down and start giving tickets and arresting UT alumni lawyers who I just talked to for an hour in a natural hot tub. I'm leaving. When I was down in Big Bend, and they're down there just writing tickets, threatening to arrest people. That's all I know. And I'm talking to, like, these, you know, UT lawyers drinking two or three Coors Lights. And you can't do that in America. And the illegal aliens are going back and forth, riding horses. Horse walks up, starts pooping right there in front of the Border Patrol. I'm going, "You going to do something about that?" I got video of that. Illegal aliens riding around on horses on the U.S. side right by with their horse pooping. I'm sorry. I mean, this is America. Okay, we're going to pay for you the sex changes. It's like, "What, you don't, you hate transvestites?" Man, give me a break. Okay? And they're doing all this on purpose. They're doing all this on purpose to just get everything so weird that, of course, we take old ladies' houses and pay for transvestites to have their, you know, their huevos rancheros lopped off. And if you don't like that, you go to the FEMA camp.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Through today only, emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries, or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March by 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends today at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the celiac Spruce seal of approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to premiere a video report and narrate part of it, because part of it is really only video of robbers and rapists and would-be killers being shot by gun owners. And the title of the video is Alex Jones. The title of the report is Alex Jones Calls for Gun Confiscation. And we're going to be premiering that video here on the radio and then posting it to the front page of Infowars.com in the next 20 minutes or so. In fact, will you tell the webmasters to post that to the front page in about 20 minutes to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com? You know, I was talking about the fact that they have illegal aliens build the border fence that has giant, quote, game migration route openings. All up and down the fake fence, it's fake, they have 4-foot-high openings that are about 10 feet long. They vary the environmental, you know, the feds, so it's pointless. It's a joke fence that every 100 yards or so has an opening in it. In fact, Jim Mars texted me a photo when he was here in town. He texted it to me across the table. I said, let me have that photo. He was showing it to me. And he was just down at the border a few months ago, and it shows the right there, the fence just comes and then just ends. And he was saying it was, I think he said it was Nuevo Laredo, right there in the city. It's just, why even build part of it? And it's all part of Welcome to Planet Hoax. That's right. They want to just get you accustomed to accepting being run over. And an example of that is they say it's the law to take vaccines. There is no law that you have to take vaccines. It's all fraud. It's all lies. It's just like they say aspartame is good for you. That's a hoax. The literature admits, they admit it kills you. Gives you diabetes, cancer, you name it. I've read newspaper articles here. You see them where they say there are no side effects from flu shots or any other vaccine. Go to the CDC, get the insert. Says it'll kill you dead in a hammer quite often. Guillain-Barré, permanent narcolepsy, how about having convulsions all the time? How about some epilepsy? How's that sound? I mean, yeah, that's why I'm so, quote, radical and yelling, screaming stuff, because I'm like a cat in a cage being thrown in a river, and I'm trying to get out, man. I don't want to drown here. I mean, tyranny is coming up over our heads here. I'm like, hey, somebody wake up. The new magazine's out, ladies and gentlemen, and it's the 8th issue. And I have to say the crew, the magazine crew, just does a superlative job because we take a lot of the most important stories we've done, add graphics, documents, graphs, and then we also have some original, a lot of original content in it as well. But it's the most important news every month. You can buy them in bulk, and most, I think 5 of the 7 issues have completely sold out, so these usually sell out. Last month we printed, I don't know, like 120,000 extra, so we have a few of the last month's left. We're going to be, everybody who signs up now for a subscription, the next 1,000 people that sign up for the 12, you know, monthly issues sent to you at InfoWarsStore.com, we are going to send you the next 12 issues plus the last issues while supplies last. And it's a little over 1,000 copies that we have. So whoever signs up now, and again, I'm selling these at cost. I mean, yes, I'm a little giddy about it. I kind of get off on information warfare weapons. The whitest propaganda you'll find anywhere. And again, propaganda has a bad connotation. I'm explaining it to you so you're not ignorant. New listeners, because I've had some call and say, you admit you propaganda? The truth is self-evident. Propaganda just means information you use to push your view, your political view. That's the definition of propaganda. Go look it up. It's a little more technical than that, but there it is. There's white propaganda, gray propaganda, and black propaganda. And again, people then send me emails saying, why are you bashing black people? Or when I say white slavery is at all-time highs, they go, what about black slavery? White slavery means it's not seen as bad because the women live in palaces and you know, are sex slaves, like what the Saudi Arabians have. That's called white slavery. It's actually horrible, just as bad. They end up killing people and stuff, and you know, or when they get pregnant, they throw them out on the street. Propaganda, information especially of a biased or misleading nature, used to promote or publicize a particular political cause or point of view. Now, see, that is a new definition. It shows things like gay used to mean you were happy. So that is really the wrong definition. The dissemination of such information, put it back up, as a political strategy. That's really the old thing. But the point is, this is, ladies and gentlemen, a weapon. This is the 21st century version of the pamphleteers in the decade before 1776 to get our truth out. And if you watch every drama, every hospital show, every cop show, and every thriller show, everyone, I will be in a hotel room with my wife, and I'll go, let's turn on and see what's on TV. And every show, gun owners are terrorists, they're going to kill everyone. And there's a new show with psychopaths on Fox called The Following, where the worst people in it, I mean, the psychopath king really likes are constitutionalists. And when they say they're constitutionalists, we have video of this, everyone just staggers and goes, oh, even the psychopaths are like, oh my God, it's so powerful and evil. There's nothing worse than constitutionalists that the police swear an oath to. Well, they're like, oh, constitution's so evil.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-607-6984. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-607-6984. That's 800-607-6984. Call 800-607-6984.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you deceive me, now here's a surprise.
Ladies and gentlemen, we know their game. You'd have to be lobotomized to not know it, but the public has been eased into it, so they're suspended disbelief. My wife tries to, you know, on the stair stepper or whatever, watch TV shows, late at night or in the morning, whatever. And she said every hospital show, every cop show, every drama, she says there's no show that she can watch. And it's upsetting because she just wants some entertainment. She wants to be able to punch out. She wants nothing wrong with going and, you know, getting into fantasy or something. Except it is every show is gun owners or demons. Anyone who doesn't take vaccines is murdering children. Anyone that talks about liberties planning to nerve gas New York. These are some of the things I've seen. Anyone who talks about the Second Amendment and is a veteran, that really all white veterans have converted to Al-Qaeda. And so they're going to put that narrative out. And I told you 4 years ago, you'd start seeing that. American terrorist in Syria was working for CIA, says father. Well, I saw the videos the guy put out going, I'm former Marine, but now I fight for Al-Qaeda, and Al-Qaeda's good. And I said, that's clearly an actor, a bad actor. And I said, they may do a fake arrest of him. I'm not even smart, folks. I don't have a playbook. Remember I said that about 2 weeks ago. We covered it at the time. Watson wrote an article about him saying, why doesn't Obama drone this terrorist? And just because we pointed it out and others pointed it out and it was bad acting, they've done a fake arrest. And they've done this before where they admit that they'll arrest Al-Qaeda and then 2 years later they released him. He was really, that was a double cover. You know, he was brought in under arrest for his cover. It's standard. Four of the top leaders of Al-Qaeda, from Anwar al-Awlaki that dined secretly at the Pentagon, I told you they'd stage his death. I mean, he's with Whitman, Price, and Adad, basking in the Maui sun, his debt to society paid in full. That's a quote from The Running Man, a.k.a. short story by Stephen King. Oh, man, it's just a sea of garbage. And now his dad says, hey, my son shouldn't be grabbed by the FBI. He's CIA. And they'll guarantee the FBI will go, Dad, guarantee he's probably already got the call. In fact, try to get his call, his dad. Guys, go after his dad. He's in there. His name's there. He's got a, you know, email accounts and stuff. Get him before the feds do. If they haven't called him, they are going to call him and say, hey, Dad, this is a cover story. Okay, your son's going to get out in a few months. But a lot of times they'll go ahead and burn their own people. Like Hal Turner, the big white supremacist leader who was always calling for me to be brought down. I said he was a Fed. It wasn't hard to know he was a Fed. It's like when you watch a Tide commercial, you go, that's an actor. You know, I mean, you could tell when bad actors are acting. We need an actor, Gary. Remember in Team America? The whole CIA group is basically a bunch of bad actors. That's ridiculous. Anyways, the point is Hal Turner's in federal court going, I was told to do this. Here's my national security letter. And the FBI comes in and goes, national security letter. Yes, it's true. He's our highest level operative, but it doesn't matter. National security. And he went to jail. He couldn't introduce in court. It was under orders. They national security and still sent him to jail. Just like you people, when you get caught torturing and there's blowback, they will send you to prison. They will hang you out to dry. And that's why there's a new video of the internal email out where and the Justice Department's confirmed they're telling all the Homeland Security people, you will be obedient. And they sent them the definition of obedience. You will do what you're told unquestioningly. That's not what you're supposed to do. They want, look at SPF Russian. They just raided the biggest gun show in the world, probably 100 million views a month. That's real power. And if the guy wasn't just goofing off all the time, which I get is popular, I'm not saying they're not really smart guys, people actually think he's Russian. It's an actor, folks. Now we're going to shoot the M4 carbine. It sounds more like Christopher Walken than he does a Russian. But the point is, they just raided him, saying we're looking to see if he stored Tannerite incorrectly. You can go into any gun shop and for $10 buy a little keg of Tannerite that just explodes and has a white flash, but isn't even hardly dangerous. It's not a real explosive. It's a simulant. And they're wanting it banned, by the way. But they're calling it rulemaking. We're seeing if you violated our guidelines, is what the FBI and ATF are saying. 40 agents descended on him to see if, with a search warrant, and they said, we know he's using Tannerite. We can see that. Folks, we've gone to the store and bought Tannerite and gone and shot it. It's exploding targets for our little gun show. They had a mainstream news article out yesterday. I never even got to where they were admitting, they had a former federal prosecutor saying, look, these internet laws that are already on the books are written to put anybody we want in jail who hasn't even done anything. And then he goes over how it, I mean, it's crazy. You know, you go to the store, you buy Tannerite, you go out, you blow it up. The guy's had a show for like 3-4 years. It's very popular. And so they're trying to put him in jail for something he bought at the store. And man, I see it all the time. I see the squad car videos where they'll pull a Patriot over. He's got an NRA sticker and they'll go, what's this? Bombs? And the guy will ask my jumper cables. In fact, I've even got a clip of that in Road to Tyranny. And I knew the guy. He'd been on the show before. Farrell Montgomery. Wasn't that his name? I'm trying to go from memory. Farrell Montgomery. They pull him over, they search his vehicle, and then they're on the news going, he was making pipe bombs, and they hold up jumper cables. And the public's like, send him to prison. That's a bomb. I mean, pretty soon, you know, this mouse to the computer, Alex Jones had a nuclear bomb. They could put it on the news. Here it is. Public like, kill him, execute him. Here it is, the nuclear bomb, folks. I've got a nuclear bomb. It's right here. I'm so evil. But they could burn down Warner in front of you. All right, burn that house down. Burn it down. Burn it down. Burn that house down. Like seven different tapes. And then, all right, they've got the fire. They're bringing it in the armored vehicle. All right, the fire is placed. The fire is on. The fire is lit. All right, the cabin is now collapsing. Good job, everybody. And they're like, oh, no, you didn't hear that. Those are fake audio tapes. And then they went, well, yeah, that is what you heard, but it doesn't mean that. And I'm like, oh, okay. Hey, welcome to Planet Hoax, the new magazine. Big, I think it's maybe my favorite cover. They've all been incredible. Welcome to Planet Hoax. The team just takes a lot of my ideas and just really brings them to life. Incredible. We got some world-class graphics people over there. Welcome to Planet Hoax and the war on reality, because that's what it is. See, if you can say 2 plus 2 equals 4, you are free. That's why I saw this a year ago and believed it, because that's what Charlotte Isbury said was next in the plan, former head of policy, Department of Education. But because they already did that in the Soviet Union to the underclasses that they wanted to control, because they're supposedly classless, but they really were, like class society with a technocracy and the communist on top. They said in there that they were going to go to, and you can read this in her book, Deliberate Dumbing Down, available at InfoWarsStore.com if you want to support us and get educated, that, there's actually a Department of Education internal cartoon where it shows the kid at the end of the brainwashing tour not being able to say 2 plus 2 equals 4. Because that is the goal. That is the goal, where illegal aliens are above the law, the government's above the law, the Congress can insider trade, senators can have 12-year-old boyfriends, but you are going to go to jail for an NRA sticker. And every movie and every show has checkpoints on the highways to get you ready for it, and martial law, and they're sitting there in the show we're going to get to in the next hour. Greg Powell's is coming up, and then Mike Adams as well, on the Monsanto Protection Act, publicly written by them to give them total liability protection to infect your crops, or if you get sick from their crops that grow pesticide in it, so it kills the bugs that eat it. Man, you don't need pesticide anymore. It grows its own pesticide, and then we eat it. And that's Planet Hoax. I mean, people don't need to know why that's bad. Okay, all right, Planet Hoax. Welcome to Planet Hoax. And the new issue of Planet Hoax is available. Get it. Order it in groups of 10 up to 100. Become a micro distributor. Sell them in your store to get your money back. I don't care. Big, giant, glossy. Famous artists censored from war publication. Conflict in history. No more hesitation, just kill. An in-depth report on the targets of small children where they admit they're training to shoot them. Homeland Security wanted it. Boy stops murder plot with gun. National media ignores it. Comrades, turn in your weapons. The fact that gun control always is followed by mass murder and enslavement. L.A. Times announces white men are terrorists, an expansion on our previous report. Scorecard, how many rights have Americans lost? 10 giant media and government hoaxes, written by Alex Jones with an expansion by Paul Watson. The big dogs on Wall Street are nervous. Democide, another expanded report with graphics on 260 plus million killed by government, how they're the number one threat. The ammo buy hoax, saying there is no ammo being bought. 30 facts about the coming crisis that will change the lives of everyone on the planet. Internet Plan B, the New York 7, South by Southwest recap, where they're trying to ban handing out this evil magazine, and a lot more. The special forward by yours truly, Did You Know There's a War On for Reality? And notes from the InfoWars magazine publisher, Alex Jones. So that is just some of what's in their letters to the editor. Just look at these graphics in here. I mean, you know, even the ads are something to feast the eyes on. So people are freaking out, even people in the magazine business over this. And it's just going to get better and better. It's just going to get more and more hardcore. It's just going to get more. Oh, I forgot the best part. Folks, the best part is the Dianne Feinstein centerfold. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm not joking. We have her head on Betty Page's body in a bathing suit with a devil tail and everything. And we just want these hung up in legal and lawful areas, all 110,000 of them. Oh, they hate being ridiculed. Welcome to Planet Hoax. Hi, I'm Dianne Feinstein, and I love liberty. April Fools, it's the April issue, and it's like Gangnam Style. Hey, sexy lady. God, she was a beauty queen. Oh, my goodness. Gotta love it. So that was my idea as well. I'm not bragging. I'm just letting you know these where these weird ideas come from. I get all the blame or Constitution free zones. Just it's all covered in here. It's all the Democide page is really important. And you're like, well, I know about Democide. Really? Do your neighbors know about Democide? These are magazines people can't put down. Skip this network break coming up because I've gotten behind here. I'm just in a good mood. I survived this big giant piece of plastic blowing out of a city refuse truck and getting on the front of my vehicle. I got off the highway while driving 70 miles an hour. Hey, let's get to the big news up at InfoWars.com right now. 40-plus officers and ATF agents raid home of YouTube gun personality, FPS Russia, and his partner got his head blown off recently. Maybe they're investigating that, but I doubt it. And American terrorist in Syria was working for CIA, says father Piers Morgan, Adam Lanza, was an NRA member with no proof. And says that NRA members need to be looked at as mass murderers. See, this is the purge, folks. This is a cult military globalist takeover where they're going to say gun owners and conservatives and libertarians are the enemy. And then now Al-Qaeda's good, you're bad. And I know you know that, but, I mean, do you realize the magnitude of how bad these guys are? The only way to turn this around is to admit how much trouble we're in. And then it continues. Pat Robertson on DHS arms buildup. Who are they going to shoot? Us? And Skynet drones working together for Homeland Security. That's a quote. They're calling them Skynet now. I told you. That's a Pentagon term from the 70s. Yeah, it's art imitating life, folks, not the other way around. Homeland Security demands obedience in message to agents. And media demonizes patriots as serial killers. That's our TV nightly news report with myself and David Knight last night breaking down the following where... Again, and the whole episode, obviously we can't put it up there because of copyright. We can put a short clip up for fair use, shot off one of our iPhones. Again, they all worship this top master psycho. And I was talking to Will Jones, who actually watches the show. He said that the main cast is like the main guys winning right now. It's kind of like a survivor for psychos who can do the best terror attacks are patriots. Right-wing police officers are terrorists. You're all going to be purged. I mean, you watch this. They're scripting, and all these airheads are watching this, even though it has no connection to reality. I know Oklahoma City. Yeah, another Fast and Furious. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Libertarians did that like the Easter Bunny's going to really be laying eggs this weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe you believe that. I mean, yeah, people believe Santa Claus is real. I know that's a conspiracy theory. So we're going to be covering it all, but before I get to this report, here's Pat Robertson. Again, he did a full report on this, but here's a clip of it saying columns of armored vehicles. He was reporting on our story that was on Drudge, the InfoWars.com story from DrudgeReport.com. And he was going over the 2 billion bullets. And he says, who are they for? Us. Well, yeah, it's actually for Christians. That's why the Southern Baptist Convention says turn our guns in. The Catholic Church says repeal the Second Amendment. Everybody's been told, we're taking over, you get in line. So all their operatives in every major denomination, you name it, are now saying the government is God. If you go to any major church this weekend, you will hear that message. Do what the government tells you. Take the shots. Turn your guns in. Because it's called clergy response teams. They're paid by FEMA and Homeland Security. I mean, how creepy is that? It's a body snatcher style takeover. Let's go ahead and go to Pat Robertson. Here it is.
Long trains full of armored vehicles, personnel carriers with armor. What are they for? The army going into battle against the enemy? They're used by Homeland Security against us. Ronald Reagan said the most fearful statement in the English language is, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you.
Oh, boy, I totally agree.
Well, imagine what Homeland Security is doing. It's just awful. But we're going to talk about how much ammunition they're stockpiling. Who are they going to shoot? Us?
And Right Wing Watch that posts that, like they're the authority. Like when they post something, it means it's bad. You go to their site, they say it's not true. Usually that's a military operation. This is going on publicly, and they won't give Congress details. It's a continuity of government buildup because we've been taken over by a foreign government. These are collaborators. And if we don't have a major debate about this, if we don't force this out and then point out this buildup's happening, they're going to get it built up, stage the event, and have the takeover. But if we That's why they have to keep saying doesn't exist, because they can't have a debate about it, because it's checkmate. We've got them in check right now. I've said for 1 year, when it was a billion bullets, you know, 8-9 months ago, and I said the armored vehicles, the tanks, the proof of their preparation for war with us is the proof the government's illegitimate and bad. And it's been going on for decades, but it's 3 or 4 orders of magnitude bigger now. And they're going operational with the brainwashing they never did before. That means they're getting ready to drop the hammer or thinking about it. And I'm saying, drop that gun, New World Order. Drop that gun, Obama. You want gun control? How about gun control for you? Here's part of my report. The whole thing's like 12 minutes long. There's about 10 minutes of it. Here is the report, and it's now going up at InfoWars.com for radio listeners. You can also go get it there and share it. Alex Jones calls for gun confiscation, but not the type the establishment's calling for, and it gets people thinking. Here it is.
War has been declared on the Second Amendment. War has been declared on the entire Bill of Rights, but we've always known, and our founders warned us, that when they come for the guns, you know your nation is in dire peril. That's why the founders called for gun control, and that's why I'm now endorsing it. No, not gun control over the people, who are the source of liberty and justice, and wherever firearms are found, evil is restrained, as Thomas Jefferson said. No, I'm calling for government and the illegal standing army that is Homeland Security, a fifth branch of the military that admits its mission is to suppress gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans, Christians. This is the globalist corporate takeover army. And they've used the fake pretext of terrorism to set this up. And now they're telling us, forget about Al-Qaeda. The new terrorists are domestic conservative gun owners who won't turn their guns in. They want to have a civil war in this country. That's their smokescreen to have a purge. And so I am calling for the standing army that is Homeland Security and the thousands of armored vehicles, the tanks, the helicopters, the 2 billion rounds of ammunition to be handed over to the Department of Defense, who has been very resistant in the last 20 years towards the RAND Corporation and the globalist commands to become a domestic military. Everything the system has done is to condition us to accept this so that the globalists can fully implode the economy and accelerate their social engineering. America is under attack from within and without by the globalist. And I also call for collaborators like Dianne Feinstein, Bloomberg, Michael Moore, John McCain, and others to relinquish their firearms to the local government and to declare that they are giving up their taxpayer paid for bodyguards in the case of the senators and people like Mayor Bloomberg, who has more than 15 people on his security detail. These people are unbelievable hypocrites who do not want you to be able to protect your family, because they know the Second Amendment has become a beachhead of liberty. And these globalists are desperate that the public not learn of the FBI statistics that are collected from local governments across the United States that conclusively show since 1991, violent crime has dropped 49%. It's going straight down because gun ownership is going straight up. Gun ownership goes up, crime rates go down. It is a fact. And the system is panicking over that Chicago and New York and other places where only the government mafia has firearms are crime-ridden bastions of oppression. Think about it. We see a giant Homeland Security arms buildup, and then we get their terror training manuals, and they announce their new number one enemy is gun owners and people that won't turn their firearms in. This is an authoritarian takeover. This is an attempt to sell their purge against the American people. That's why we've got to use the First Amendment now like we never have before, or we're going to lose this entire country. The globalists are coming in here testing the waters to see if they can sell the public on a civil war with Homeland Security as a standing army waging war against the American people who value the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and our sacred republic. Now, in a moment, I'll get into their overall battle plan to disarm this once free nation. But first, I wanted to just show you a few of the hundreds and hundreds of clips that are online showing surveillance footage where different gangs of thugs come into businesses, come into homes, come into public places and attempt to rob and attack the peaceful population, and where citizens stand up as true guardians of liberty and defend themselves and those around them.
And then it's video after video that many of you have seen. This is only a small compilation. I think we're going to make a master compilation. There's thousands of these. But these are just some of the recent ones. In the last few months where, you know, they go into stores, they go into businesses, they go into casinos and aim guns at people or start shooting people, and people shoot back and kill them. I was one of the criminals can't ever shoot very good because they shoot like from the movies. And they like turn the gun upside down or at an angle. I love how the gun owners, the business people that actually live in the real world, not in the Hollywood world, they always get behind cover immediately and start killing, which is a good natural thing. I don't enjoy killing normally, but if you're trying to hurt me, I have a killer instinct, and I'll put a good guy up against a bad guy anytime. The good guys can just really turn it loose, man, because they're defending themselves. They're in the right. Man in the wrong can't stand up against a man on the right who keeps on coming. I love how this guy gets shot out the door, and he's like begging. Listen to this. Oh. A lot of these guys ended up dying in these videos. One time he's shooting at somebody, and the guy he turns to run, the guy shoots right in the back. People get on such power trips, criminals. See? Oh, but Shepard Fairey, who's made $50 million or whatever it is off his commie posters, obeying all that. Oh, he says you're a Satanist if you own a gun, but he doesn't do stuff about North Korean dictators or communists. He likes them. He makes posters about how they're good. And then makes communist-style posters for Obama, you know, that famous red and blue one, red, white, and blue one. People are like, oh, that's America. No, those were copies of Stalin and Lenin paintings from the 20s, 30s, and 40s. See, he likes that. The state has the guns. That's not Satan. No, that's good. That's the state is God. That's God. You, the individual having a gun, that's Satan to a communist. You see, God's all about free will, the God of the Bible. But see, the devil is all about you not having free will. So see, those that are under the devil's control, whether you believe the devil or not, that construct, that man, that archetype, that cloak, that consciousness, does not like you being free. Of course Satan doesn't want you to have guns. Satan wants to murder you and your family as slowly and as painfully as possible.
Not only are the nanny state criminals desperate that you not learn that more guns means less crime, they're also scared of all the local newscast every day in this country. There's thousands of these videos online showing citizens protecting themselves from vicious robbers, criminals, and rapists. They are scared of the fact that the common sense that we have a responsibility to protect ourselves is beginning to get out there. The globalist mafia wants you to be dependent, wants you to be a victim, wants you to be scared, wants you waiting 15 minutes for the police to arrive, calling 911 instead of protecting yourself. That's what this is all about. Dianne Feinstein, Michael Moore, all of these people that have their own bodyguards are trying to smother the liberty movement.
That's right. And it's a total desperate attack. And I've noticed all these so-called leftists we've had on who have interesting perspectives. Now, there's an unwritten thing. Won't ever come on my show now. And like RT's aligned with Obama now, that they'll never have me on. And it's because this is the full collectivist takeover. The bankers are making their move. All their agents are showing themselves.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, rates. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.